Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
A couple things just happened in here that shocked me. Well, you have a mixed drink with you as well?
Right there.
Is right, that a mixed
right
drink?
There. Right there in my cup?
Yeah.
What goes in my cup stays in my cup. It's a song.
But I'm saying, did you bring a mixed drink into the radio show?
You know, I do work with Jack Daniel's whiskey and honey, so...
Find out what's going on here in a moment. Time for your chance first, though, to win $1,000. I'm guessing this is some local music.
Correct.
560 WQAM, $1,000 touchdown contest. Your chance to take home $1,000. Text the word local. Not loco. Local.
That wouldn't be fair to type a Spanish name.
That's true.
Yeah,
L-O-C-A-L. Not a Spanish name, by the way, though. It's just a Spanish word.
You could call somebody loco.
You could. You're right. Text the word local to 72881, and you're registered. If you don't win this time, your next chance will be at 3 o'clock. 560 WQAM's $1,000 touchdown contest brought to you by Gunther Mazda. For car buying done your way, you got to get to Gunther. This is a national contest. Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text and drive. Text the word local to 72881. Before we get into everything.
We got a lot.
Just learned that Manute Bol is dead.
No.
Because I'm looking at the celebrity birthdays. Just glance down. It says Manute Bol, God rest his soul. I had no idea Manute Bol was dead.
Neither did I when I checked it, but he died 8 years ago.
No,
Manute
ain't gone.
8 years ago.
8 years ago.
No. 8 years ago.
Yes. He's with Tupac.
You might be thinking of his son, Bol Bol.
Bol Bol balling.
Yeah.
He got knocked knees, though. His knees are knocked. He got that
when
from his daddy.
When you're that tall,
yeah. You don't have to have knocked knees.
Yeah.
Had Andre the Giant had knocked knees.
When you're that tall, it's hard to support that kind of size.
Built like a giraffe.
Then when we walked in today, Crowder handed me a...
That's good for you, man. That was a gift.
Well, it's not good for you.
Well, it's a gift.
Sour Bang cotton candy. And it's all the way to bang on the sour meter. So that's super.
I think that's marketing. I don't really know.
I don't know. Why would you? You wouldn't just put a sour meter there if it...
I'll tell you one thing. These gas stations are 441. They have the best deals in the world.
So he brought a pack of pre-made cherry blue raspberry cotton candy.
Cotton candy.
He said, here you go. I don't like cotton candy, though, so I gave it back to him.
Just keep it.
I don't want it.
That's a gift.
But I don't like cotton candy.
What are you
going
to do? You can't just throw somebody's... Leave it on your side of the studio.
I don't want it on my
side.
But
I gave it to you. Give it to your kid. Give it to somebody, your uncle, your aunt.
Nobody wants gas station cotton candy.
How do you know? Because you're high class. That's that Boca coming out of it.
Why do you think it was on sale?
Because no one wants it.
Because
no
one
wants it. Take advantage
it.
Of wonderful deals like me.
I will take a sip of this Mystic Tropical Fruit Punch.
A 3 for $3.
Wow.
$1 Mystic.
5% pear juice in here.
Pear?
That's what it says. 5% pear juice.
Big shout out to the pears. Pears are terrible.
Did we have? Oh, I love a pear.
You like a pear?
Are you kidding me?
That's cultural.
No, because Rick Ross lost all that weight on pears.
The doctor had to force Rick Ross's big ass to eat a pear.
That's not true.
No, because pears come single. You know what? It might be cultural. Black folks ain't going to pick each apple at a time. You got to give us a bag.
You can buy a bag of pears nowadays.
No, they don't have bags of pears.
Yes, you got to
buy them single.
You don't go to the fruit section at Publix.
I live in the fruit section.
Then you've never seen a bag of pears?
Nope.
I have one in my house right now.
They're big as hell. They're like pumpkins. Big old green pears.
I think pears would actually probably lean more towards your side than mine.
Pears too high. Pears are high. Apples cheap, man. Apples quarter an apple. Pears are $2 a pear.
No.
Get this pear out of here. It's all misshaped.
I think you're wrong on this.
Looks like a bad-shaped woman. I don't like it.
Text it in. 560-22, Kendall Toyota, West Kendall Toyota text line. Do you like cotton candy? What color people like pears?
Cotton candy grapes are back in Publix.
I have to tell you, they ruined cotton candy grapes. Do you see the bag that they come in now?
They look anemic.
Anemic. They took a good thing. This is what we do in our country. We take a good thing, and then we ruin it.
What?
We take, like, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? It was great. It was like, primetime special, 3 nights a week, and you'd go, wow, this show's awesome.
They messed it up?
Oh, let's put it on 19 times a day. It's too much.
Too much, but it's 19 millionaires, potentially.
We ruin everything.
I'll tell you one thing. Your cotton candy grapes are getting taken over by these moonshine grapes.
Those are good.
Moonshot grapes. Big-ass purple dark ones.
Yeah.
Dark is good, though.
Look like a comma.
It does.
Look like a comma.
Yeah, those are good, too. I got some of those today. Cotton candy grapes, too high.
Cotton candy grapes are ridiculously expensive, but they don't give you enough in a bag anymore.
More expensive than grouper.
They ruin everything.
You got grouper per pound? Cotton candy grapes are more expensive than grouper.
Well, you know, I like sturgeon once a year.
Oh, yeah. That's $70 a pound.
That's
a cheap fish, man.
You don't even know.
Oh.
This guy. Cotton
candy. Do you go to the grocery store?
Yeah.
You grocery shop?
I don't know. Grocery shop. I shop for, like, things I'm going to cook for the night of.
Like, you live with your parents.
They grocery shop.
So, in other words, they buy the food for the house, and then does your mom and dad prepare your meals at night, like your dinner and stuff? Like, I don't, I'm not.
Mara don't cook no more, so we kind of eat out every night, like, or take out.
All right.
Yeah, unless I cook. Then I got to go to the store and
How
get some.
Loud is that fan back there?
You hear it?
Yeah.
What about now?
Yeah, well, I know when you turn the microphone on anyway. A lot of people think radio is glamorous. You know, it's this entertainment medium.
Oh, it's beautiful.
I mean, we have worked for 2 days in a studio that has no air conditioning. I mean, it's just like, I wonder myself, like, what the hell am I doing? What am I doing? I'm walking into a studio. You can't tell me that this lighting and these asbestos tiles are good for us. There's no chance that the asbestos tiles are doing us any good.
They sent these tiles from my middle school when they tore it down.
Yeah. Yeah. Honestly, these tiles were too dangerous for schools. And they said, what do you want to do? You want to just get rid of them? You want to send them to a landfill? And they said, no, that's too dangerous. It could seep into the water for a city. Use them for the QAM studios.
I eat pears now. Like that.
You see,
he shout out to all the
pears now.
He had to get a dietitian to get him on pears.
Right, right.
Nobody just walks in and say, hey, give me a bag of pears.
Everybody I eat pears now. Like that. Shout out to all the pears.
You gotta shout out to pears.
Yeah. He eats pears now.
Should give that to DBJ.
I was just thinking, have we ever given that to DBJ?
I don't think so.
But the whole, not just shout out to the pears, but the whole thing.
I eat pears now. Like that. Shout out to all the pear.
Yeah, that's DBJ. We got to give that to write
DBJ
that down.
DBJ written all over it.
Yeah, man, ain't nobody going to get a... When's the last time you had a pear urge?
Oh, all the time.
You wake up and say, ooh, if I had a pear right now to make my day.
Yeah, if
get
I'm
the hell
thinking
here.
About a snack or whatever. And now, it has to be a good, ripe, juicy pear. There's nothing worse than a firm, hard to bite into, non juicy pear.
I eat pears now, and like that.
I eat
shout out to all the
pears now. And
I think that's an age thing.
Bleep like that. I haven't eaten pears since I was a kid. Are you getting me a cup for this? I'm thirsty as hell.
Oh, that's my Mystic.
I was turning out the fan.
That's my Mystic. Mystic, man. Mystic made it. Mystic's been around since I was a kid.
No one's heard of it.
Mystic?
No one's heard of that.
Oh, put that on the text line. Yes or no to Mystic. Mystic? Everybody loves Mystic.
No one. No one knows
the Mystic juice. They've had glass bottle. They haven't adjusted. They haven't gone clear. They haven't done this crap these other companies do. They want to adjust what they do. Mystic's old school, baby. Give me what you got. Old-fashioned missionary.
There it is. Filtered water, high fructose corn syrup, pear juice.
Yeah.
5% pear juice.
I like companies that stay consistent. Like rice.
They know what they are.
Rice companies never change. They just put rice in a bag.
You know, rice isn't a company.
That's rice!
The actual product.
They've never adjusted.
There's so many variations of rice now.
Rice!
Why are you walking in here without a cup?
Look to your left.
Oh, hey, thanks, buddy.
Y'all do that stuff in the middle of the show too much.
You gonna pour some for
me? Hey, fellas, we're working.
How about that Aaron Rodgers?
Balls, they ain't working. Where's Lynn? He's here today, too.
He won't come in here. There's too much asbestos in the air, and there's no air to circulate.
They are sharing Mystic. Look at y'all. That's mine. I don't need to ask for it. It's mine.
I was handing it to you. How about that Aaron Rodgers?
He's special.
Best in the league or Tom Brady's best? In that situation, you need to drop. You're down 7. There's a few minutes left. You don't just want to tie the game. You need to win the game. Not that Green Bay needed to win the game, but in that situation, you have one quarterback. I'll do you one better. In history, in NFL history, you have a quarterback in the situation the Packers were in last night. About 3-4 minutes to go, down 7. You've been outplayed all game. You got to get down the field and score a touchdown and then get the ball back and score a field goal.
Y.A. Tittle.
I can't argue it, or I don't know who. I don't.
I don't even know if he was a quarterback. Oldest name I can think of.
Devontae Freeman going on IR. I just saw that breaking news. Devontae Freeman going on IR.
Well, that kills.
I eat pears now, like that.
Oh, Devontae
shout out
knees.
To all the pear.
That they were talking about trading Tevin Coleman. That's over now.
This Mystic juice is good.
It's good, isn't it? Yeah, been around delicious. Forever. Yeah. Consistent too. Yeah. No, it'd be Brady. Honestly.
Brady over Aaron Rodgers. I almost said Kevin Rodgers. Brady over Kevin Rodgers.
I got Kevin Rodgers over everybody, but one B would be Tom. I take Tom Brady still over Aaron Rodgers.
Brady over Aaron Rodgers. Over Peyton Manning in his prime. Brett Favre.
Yeah.
John Elway. Dan Marino.
Yes.
Yeah, I think I would.
This is one of those ones. I think this argument will go on forever. I have Tom Brady now, and he's my guy. You're not, and a Joe Montana. I'm talking about, I'll go back, Hawk. Tom Brady's amazing.
You knew Aaron Rodgers, though, was going to drive them down and win that football game.
When they got the ball back, I said, because when they have that possession, they had to punt it like 8.5 minutes left, yep. 8 minutes left. And yep. I was like, because San Francisco was running the hell out of the ball.
You couldn't, they could not stop San Francisco. They couldn't stop them.
By the score, you can see nobody can stop anybody. Yeah. But when they got that ball back, I said, there's no way Aaron Rodgers doesn't score here. And he went down and started picking them apart.
Very excited about this. The best morning television sports show in history is Good Morning Football. Kyle Brandt is one of the four hosts. And Kyle Brandt, he's been on with us before. He was excellent.
He's amazing.
He is scheduled to join us next.
Radio.com.
Yeah, I need it.
Metro Boomin wants some more.
Got a really big team, and they need some really big rings. They need some really nice things. Better be coming with no strings. Better be coming with no strings.
This is our man.
Really nice things.
I tweeted out. Last time Kyle Brandt was on with us, he immediately jumped into the top 10 of all-time guests that we've ever had.
I agree. He's a professional, though.
He's
man.
A professional.
He's on TV. He's a
he's
looker.
On TV.
He's a look. Me and him are lookers. You're not so much, but me and him are lookers.
Okay, you're not a looker.
Have you looked at me? Look over here. Look at my face.
Yeah.
Minus my teeth. My teeth are garbage.
Yeah. And all the surrounding stuff.
My
Kyle
cheekbones.
Brandt.
I have Brandt. Native American in me.
No, you don't.
You see how hot my cheekbones are?
Mm-mm.
That's beauty.
Nope, that's CTE.
I don't think it changes your facial structure.
No. The fact that you think it's beauty is CTE. There's no physical manifestation for CTE. You thinking you're beautiful is a direct result of CTE.
I've had CTE out the womb.
Let us go to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Talk to Kyle Brandt. He's one of the four hosts on the greatest morning television sports show in history, Good Morning Football. It's on NFL Network. He also hosts the Kyle Brandt Football Experience, which airs every Friday at 6 p.m. on NFL Network. He has accessible to him every football play that's ever been recorded on video. I've watched the show. Anything you want to see. What do you want to see? You want to see your interception of Tom Brady?
No, I've seen that enough.
He's got it. Like, he's got it. Anyway.
I want to see another interception I made.
Okay, there are none.
Why are you going
to
do that?
Well, you're the one that brought it up. I was trying to give you some props there. All right, here's Kyle Brandt. Hello, Kyle.
Hello. I'm talking to my favorite Florida Gator and my favorite Highland Park Giants. I'm doing great, guys.
Immediately vaults back into the top 10.
Yeah. I got all kinds of questions about the top 10, but I will say we do have every play ever. We got footage in high def of Channing's cheekbones for days.
See? Yeah. And I'm a looker, man. Yeah. I got that Native American in me, that Blackfoot.
It's beautiful. We got Hockman. So who's in the top 10? Give me some of the company that I'm sharing with, because I want to run down these SOBs. Who
All right.
got?
Well, Cornbread Maxwell is a legend. He comes on a lot. Crowder and I oftentimes try to figure out what is unique to the black community, what is unique to the white community. And then we go even further, because I'm Jewish, Jewish community, white Jewish community, we have cottage cheese in the refrigerator at all times.
Oh, Kyle does have
no
cottage cheese.
There's no shame in that. And
No
cottage
the white
cheese.
Community, though, I can tell you a lot about that. You know that we use a lot of Cool Whip, and then after we use the Cool Whip, we use the Cool Whip container as Tupperware.
That's a great call.
Yes.
Great call. Yeah, that's a great call. And what about
no? That's not cultural, man. I have some Cool Whip containers in my damn Cupperware drawer.
Is that right?
A Cupperware.
Cupperware. Is it called Cupperware?
Yeah, it's a Cooper Cupperware. Yeah, Cooper Cupperware. Cooper Cup for Cupperware. And then
you do these shows, guys. You do these different radio shows. You call this. Nobody has a better on-hold experience than you guys. Because it's normally the same old stuff. Well, we're joined now. Blah, 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 blah. Coming up a commercial, we got this guy, that guy. You guys are talking Channing's teeth and cheekbones and cornbread. And I mean, it's the best on-hold radio show in the world.
And Blackfoot. Kyle Brandt.
Hey, man, a little nicer. Blackfoot.
Kyle Brandt is with us. Good Morning Football. So I know you've had and I do want to talk some football. I know you're a big Adam Gase fan. We learned that on the show yesterday. But I got to start here because you've had this thing with Ralph Benerschke. Would you like to hear my Ralph Benerschke story?
I can't wait. Give it to me.
When I went to the University of Miami, the Wheel of Fortune, they came down to audition students for College Week.
Oh, baby.
Okay. I auditioned, and I didn't make it. And then I get a letter, and it says, how would you, because there was no internet back then, so I got a letter.
Yeah.
And it said, how would you like to be on the regular version of Wheel of Fortune? Will you be in California at any time? And I was going to be in California that summer because my roommate was from California. Anywho, long story short, I was on the final network episode of Wheel of Fortune hosted by Ralph Benerschke.
Get out of here.
And he was a very pleasant gentleman, not a great game show host, as evidenced by the video that you guys showed, which was stilted.
How did you do on the show? Did you solve the puzzle?
I solved two puzzles.
Wow.
It was back in the day where you would go shopping. You didn't get cash. You would go shopping.
Yeah, they take you in the turnstile and you buy the dresser and the blender.
Yes, and the grand prize back in that day when I was on was a all-expense-paid trip to Yugoslavia, which is a nation that no longer exists. So it's just a wonderful end to my Ralph Benerschke experience was...
Yeah, coming up. Well, Hockman wins a trip to East Germany. Look, the real grand prize, though, is did you get to meet and or have a picture with Vanna?
I did.
Vanna's very
I did.
Special to me.
I got to go into the makeup room with Vanna, a petite woman. She was very sweet. I solved two puzzles while I was on there, and the key to the whole Wheel of Fortune experience back then was you buy a couple of inexpensive things at the bottom, and then you don't have any money left to buy anything else, and you get the rest on...
Tell me.
A service merchandise gift certificate. Oh, another store that no longer exists.
That is so good.
I mushed everything that was on Wheel of Fortune, including Ralph Benerschke.
So you buy the cheap stuff, huh?
Benerschke's gone. Vanna's still standing. Channing, I know you'll understand this. Everybody remembers that first celebrity crush. For me, it was Vanna White. I wanted to solve that puzzle so bad. the first Playboy I ever saw. I'm not kidding. My best friend's father father had a stack of Playboys, and I was maybe 8 years old, and Vanna was on the cover, and I got my hands on it, and it changed me. I grew up that day. So yeah. Vanna was very special to me.
Became a man.
That's right.
They called me the male black Vanna White when I was in high school.
No one called you that.
The
ever.
Women
no,
did, yeah.
No one called him that.
Oh, okay. Well,
no.
Maybe somebody.
No one called him
maybe
that.
Maybe coach.
Let me
coach.
Ask you a couple. Coach did not call you that. Kyle Brandt is with us again. You should watch the Kyle Brandt Football Experience every Friday, 6 p.m. on NFL Network. They replay it as well. And again, you can watch it Monday through Friday. Good Morning Football starts at 7 a.m. our time. We heard some sound yesterday where you said Adam Gase was becoming your favorite head coach in the NFL. You like the way he handles the media, right?
I love him. He's just, listen, everybody's so insecure now, and everybody wants to be liked, and everyone wants to Instagram followers, and everyone wants, he could not care less. That is one icy SOB, and I give him that as a huge compliment. I look at them up there as a man who doesn't give a damn what if he's liked, if he's disliked. I think that is how he runs the team. He's like, this is my team. I don't care. I'm going to, you know, I look at this guy's, give me an A or an F. Adam Gase has no interest in earning a C or a B minus. He's going to get rid of the players he doesn't like. He's going to bring in the ones he like. And this thing with the Tannehill injury was so perfect because he did not want to talk about it. And he wasn't going to sit there and pretend like that he's interested in it. So I sat there watching him. He's like, look, guys, I don't know. I don't want to be asked that. We don't see sound bites like that anymore because coaches do that and they get torn apart on Twitter. I find myself loving it. I love the way he runs this team because he doesn't care that I love the way he runs the team.
But Kyle, don't you have to be winning? Don't you have to be dominant? Because Belichick, he's a butt wipe a little bit, but he's winning. He's a Super Bowl winning coach. Don't you have to be good to have that arrogance?
Jen, didn't you just see him beat the Chicago Bears?
That's all you have to do?
A bigger picture of it.
You just take a quarterback on his fourth team in 18 months and a 55-year-old running back and beat the so-called unbeatable Chicago Bears. I loved it. That was one of the best Dolphin wins in years. That was an awesome win. So, listen, you guys know the narrative. Nationally, people forget about this. They forget how good they were 2 years ago. They forget that the Cutler thing blew up in their face and they sucked last year. But listen, that win against the Bears was legit. Especially coming off the butt whooping they got from New England. Miami's going to have a say in this thing. I like it.
And Kyle, do you give credit to a coach with the injuries? Because overall, you know, this part of the NFL, next man up, we know all the cliches, but two starting linemen out, offensive linemen, two starting tight ends out, Wake out for a number of games. Jones was out for a game. Branch, McCain, now Tannehill. Do you give credit to a coach that can win with all those injuries?
I tried it, man. I mean, listen, look no further than last night. Look at Kyle Shanahan. Kyle Shanahan lost everybody. They had Garoppolo. That whole thing was going to go through Jerick McKinnon. They paid him all this money. Both those guys dropped 10 seconds into the season or before the season, and they were leading Aaron Rodgers on his home field in the fourth quarters. I think, you have an incredible lineup of players and depth and everything. A lot of guys can coach that team. I love the guys who deal with the adversity. That's how you win Coach of the Year. And I thought the Cameron Wake thing went under the radar this past week. Everyone was drooling over Khalil Mack, deservedly so, and Brock Osweiler didn't get touched. Meanwhile, Wake's not out there. If he's out there, they win that game easier.
Would you start Brock Osweiler or Ryan Tannehill this Sunday if both were healthy?
I mean, I'd start Tannehill. Listen, the Brocktober is like the new Fitz magic. You know what I mean? How we all got wrapped up.
But don't you roll it until it explodes back in your face? Like, you just go with the hot hand.
Because the explosion's terrible, though, man. You want to beat the explosion. You know what I mean? Like, the Bucks wish that they had put in Jameis Winston a week early. You want to be post or pre-explosion. You want to make the preemptive strike. I don't know what Tannehill's deal is, and I'm certainly not asking Adam Gase about it, but I think Tannehill's a better player. We forget so quickly, guys. It is so easy to get seduced by Osweiler or some guy who catches a hot hand. He's still Brock Osweiler. I love him, respect him, but, like, you know that explosion is coming, right? Right.
But if you're the coach, if you're Adam Gase, you are truly creating a quarterback controversy. If who they have this Sunday, Detroit, I think.
Yeah.
They got the Lions this Sunday. If you start Ryan Tannehill because he's healthy and they don't win or Tannehill doesn't look good, like, you have just foisted upon yourself a huge quarterback controversy where maybe you let Brock go out there again for a second consecutive Sunday, let him do what Brock is going to do, we all assume, and then you kind of, you know, firm Ryan Tannehill as your guy.
There's a thing that comes up now that we see called recency bias, or being a prisoner of the moment. If anybody is really thinking, maybe we roll with Osweiler, just do this before you feel it. Go to YouTube and type in Brock Osweiler Texans and just see what you watch there and see if you still feel that way. Because that's the Brock, guys. I know he had a great day in the heat on the day. That's awesome. Every metric that we have available to us tells you that those days will not continue. I say stick with Tannehill.
A question asked earlier, Kyle, with last night, talking about the Green Bay game. If you have 2 minutes left on the clock and you have to have a quarterback that's currently playing, do you want? Because I might be jaded because I got my ass whooped by Tom Brady so many times. He's my guy. But there are a lot of people killing me on the text talking about Aaron Rodgers is better than him.
Listen. Aaron Rodgers is great. Aaron Rodgers does this. I love Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers has been to one Super Bowl in his career. Tom Brady, 20 minutes ago, at 40 years old, was thrown for about 500 yards through this Team of Destiny Eagles defense that couldn't be beaten and had dog masks and everything. Yes, Aaron Rodgers went down the field for a game-winning field goal on Monday night. Tom Brady did it on Sunday night. Give me Tom Brady 10 times out of 10. I'm just wondering, Channing, if you had to play in this era against Tom Brady and every time you sacked him, you fell on him, they called a penalty, how would you handle that?
I'd still hit him, man.
Well,
I don't get to him that much. I got to eat when I eat.
You'd have to get to him first. There's a flaw in your hypothetical, Kyle, and that would be Channing getting to the quarterback.
I would never get off of him. They'd call it a delay of game. I just lay on top of him for 20 minutes.
What's your next hypothetical? How is he going to guard Tony Gonzalez?
We would have a baby together by the time I got off of him.
Because once I get on top of him, I ain't getting off.
We would have a baby with the black man of white. I mean, he always wanted to do that.
Woo! I look better than Giselle. I got Giselle, if you ask my opinion. Right.
Obviously, we need to put him into the concussion protocol, Kyle. I think we've heard enough over the last 10 minutes. Kyle Brandt, watch him on NFL Network. Good Morning Football. I'm telling you, if you don't watch this in the morning, you are missing out. It is a great program. And then watch the Kyle Brandt Football Experience as well. Friday, 6 p.m. on NFL Network. Thank you for making time for us, Kyle. We enjoy it.
You guys are the best. I'm coming for you, Cornbread.
Where is he on the list now? Cornbread 1, Larinaga 2.
Yeah, Kyle's with Larinaga.
Like,
he's fighting
some,
for 2.
You have to have some name recognition nationally, too. Like, that's why Ira Winderman, you know, like it's got to be somebody who's got some national. Well, I guess that kind of excludes Larinaga then, right?
Kyle's sneaking up. Top 3 for sure.
Top 3 regular guests.
Guaranteed.
Just brings it, gets the show.
Yes.
Great phone line, which you know I love. That dude calls from a landline.
ISDN.
Well, it's not an ISDN, but yeah.
You know how ISDN works.
Kamla.
Don't tell me about something works.
Kamla.
That tight-ass shirt you got on.
It looks good, right?
Join the 411 Payne WQAM Street Team at the Dos Equis Watch Party, Shuckers Waterfront Grill, Saturday, 3:30. You can win some Dos Equis gear. You'll have a chance to win a 60-gallon cooler as well. Dos Equis, keep it interesante.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
Here we go. Cheers to. We go around the room. I'll give you my cheers to. Channing will give you his. Eric will give you his. Then we'll go to the calls. One caller will win a $50 gift card for Funky Buddha Brewery.
I drank about $50 last night with a hop gun.
This is a good prize. I am giving cheers to my wife, Lori.
Oh, that's pleasant.
On Thursday, we celebrate our 21st year of marriage. She is a saint. I probably don't need to tell you that or any of the listeners who listen to me on a regular basis. But since today is when we do cheers to my wife, Lori. As I will tweet out on Thursday, we will be celebrating 9 years of wedded bliss, 21 years of marriage. Cheers to Lori.
He's not going to like that one.
Who are you giving cheers to?
I'm giving cheers to myself.
Light skin wonder.
I'm sorry.
I had me a vigilante thing today.
You did?
Yes.
Your vigilante stuff, though, is never really that great.
Listen to this one. This one wasn't dangerous, but it was great. I pull up. you know, the left-hand turn lanes on a non-major road mm-hmm. where you can turn left without, you know, when the green light, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So I pull up, and I'm the third car in line. Pull up, there's a car up front, and she's way back. She's not sneak. You know how you want the person to sneak up?
Right.
Everybody sneak up to get ready to make that turn.
So even when it turns yellow, you still can make that
turn. You can hit it on yellow or when you get a little hole in traffic. Yep. So she's sitting way back. Second car is honking at her. I'm behind the second. I'm the third car in line, and the truck pulls up behind me. After a while, he gets pissed off. He pulls up. He goes next to her, and he yells something, and I believe he flicked her off because he held his hand out the window.
And then he's going to make the left turn in front of her.
And he jumped in front of her and took off. But the light's still green after he did this to her. So now she doesn't move, and it's a big-ass gap in traffic, and she doesn't move. So the car behind her goes around her, turns now. Now I pull up behind her, and I don't know why I pulled right up to her, but when I see it, like, you can see, like, their head is down. So am I vigilante actions?
Light skin wonder.
I'm like, hey, I'm going to see what's going on. I put my hazard lights on. I get out. It's a little young girl. She's 16. She's 16, 17. She's young as hell. You can just tell she's young. Glasses on. She looks like the Caroline girl. The little old cartoon girl.
Coraline.
Little Coraline. She looks like that. And she's crying.
Coraline.
Is it Coraline?
I don't
You know who I'm talking about. The little gothic looking girl.
I really don't.
But she's overwhelmed because she's just started driving. It's morning traffic. She's getting honked at and the dude cussed her out. So she's overwhelmed and she can't move. So I just kind of knock on the window. I'm like, you good? Everything
okay?
Oh,
that must have settled her down.
No. Light skin wonder.
But listen to this. She kind of comes to. She says something or nothing. I'm like, Valerie. And she was like, Val. Like, she was about to cry. I was like, man, you okay? Like, everything good? You need the police? When I said police, it clicked her out of it. I was like, you need me to call somebody? Oh, no. I'm fine. I was like, so can you make this left when the light turns green? I think so. I was like, well, the light's going to turn green because now the traffic going the other way. I was like, the light's going to turn green in a second. You good to go? I'm fine. Go get back in my truck. Light turns green. She rides away. I grab behind her, take my left too, and we're both happy moving on. Light skin wonder.
Light skin
Look
wonder.
At there, boy. Cheers to me. I felt good about that this morning.
I mean, you're a regular Nobel Prize winner.
Oh, boy. Better than Batman.
Falero, who are you giving cheers to?
I'm going to go to football, since you guys didn't go to football. I'm going to give my cheers to linebacker for the Dolphins, Kiko Alonso.
Mm.
He's been very underrated this year.
Yep, balling.
He's having an all-pro caliber start to 2018. He's second in the AFC with 61 total tackles. That's a pace of 162, which would be the most by a Dolphin since...
Zach Thomas,
not you, Crowder, sorry.
Go to hell.
Among the NFL linebackers, he's second.
Oh, my God. What are you reading here? An article? Let's go.
Go where?
Just finish it up, man.
Crowder spent 8 minutes on
I didn't
his.
Spend a damn 8 minutes, man.
Are
way
either
better
of you guys looking
Alonso
at the clock?
Stats.
I haven't gone to one call yet. You're going to read a whole friggin' article?
I got one sentence left.
All right.
Among the NFL linebackers, he's second with 3 forced fumbles and second with 2 interceptions.
All right. I win that round with Lori. Yeah, absolutely. My wife. Okay,
Dom.
I've
known her for 21 years. I just met this girl.
This is for a $50 gift card, Funky Buddha Brewery. Dom, quickly, because they took all your time.
Yeah, as much as I want to vote for Channing, I don't think the other two will vote for me. So, cheers to all the virgins in the world. Thanks for nothing.
It's supposed to be something positive, but he's giving cheers to
positive
all
on their side.
All the virgins in the world. Why can't I put him on hold, Falero?
Because you're slow. I put him on hold.
He's not on hold.
I have him on hold of mine. Dom? See?
Well, mine's not.
I appreciate
not.
It, Don, because I was a virgin till when I've been married.
That means
7 years.
Not
I've been a virgin.
Jay. Yeah, my phone doesn't work.
7 years.
All right,
ago.
You're going to have to punch it up then. Jay, go ahead, Jay.
Hold
he's
on,
he's on line two. Line two.
Hey.
Who are you giving cheers to, Jay?
Offensive lineman, bro, against the Bears?
Yeah.
Come on.
That's a good, yeah. Come on. That's a good one. That's a good
hold
one. They
one
stop
up.
Khalil Mack. Okay, put him on hold, Falero. And line three is Gus. Go ahead, Gus.
I want to give a couple of cheers. I want to give a big cheer to the whole Miami Dolphins team. For one, they did an excellent job. The offensive line, nobody gave them a chance. And they stuck in there even though it didn't look good during the game. But, you know, we did it.
We did it.
Third of all, I like the game plan by Adam Gates. Shame on the Bears for not realizing that all he was doing was underneath and short passes, but hey, that's the Bears. And last but not least, I want to give a big cheers to the Dolphins for winning the game and not having to hear big O's crying, whiny mouth like a Girl Scout, like somebody stole a cookie over every loss or anything there is.
I kind of feel like you snuck in a traditional sports radio call into Cheers 2. Put him on hold. Cheers to the Dolphins, the offensive line, Adam Gase's game plan, and then he gave a jeers to what would have been Big O's show that day. Roswell is on line 4, Falero.
Hey, what's up, guys? This week, my cheers is going to go to a Good Samaritan. I don't know the person's name. I don't know if it's a guy or a girl, but I lost my wallet this weekend, and yesterday my wallet was in my mailbox. So somebody found it, and they brought it back, and they put it in my mailbox. So to you, whoever the guy or girl was, thank you. Cheers to you.
That is an awesome one. Put him on hold. A Good Samaritan returned someone's wallet.
They took the cash, though.
No. Hey, put him back on line 4. Did they take the cash?
No cash, baby. Straight cards.
Oh, no.
No cash in the wallet. All right, put him on hold. Line 5 is Danny.
My man got to keep some cash, man.
Go ahead, Danny.
Yeah, well, you know, why do we have this segment every week? Why? Because of Funky Buddha. So I'm giving cheers to Funky Buddha for not only creating a segment for your show, but for the fantastic beer that they have.
Pandering. Oh. He's pandering. Pandering works sometimes, but he's pandering.
Pandered me.
I'm voting for caller 2, which was Jay. He went with the offensive line. The offensive line for the Miami Dolphins deserves some love and cheers too. That's who I vote for. Who are you voting for?
I wasn't going to go with Dom because I was a virgin for so long throughout my life. Until I was 27, but I think I'm going to go with 2-2. First guy, the old line. I was 27 when I lost my virginity,
okay,
man.
Okay, Judge Kavanaugh.
I had to hold myself.
I got you. Okay.
Respect my body. Mm-hmm. I'm not an object.
Okay.
I'll go with the old line. They won the game. Without them, you couldn't have done it.
Valero,
I'll go with 2.
Would you like to make it unanimous?
No, I was going to vote for Roswell.
Well,
it's a nice,
it was
scenario.
A good one. I do like that story. That would have been my second vote. Jay, congratulations. Can you pull up Jay on line 2?
I got it, man.
But it's not up.
It's up.
All right, who's your? What's your favorite thing?
You already know, 560 WQAM, right. Sports Radio.
Sports Radio. Yeah, put him on hold now, Falero. Can you put him on hold?
Yes, I got it.
Attaway, Jay, and that's cheers, too. Thank you, Funky Buddha Brewery.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.